Penguin Audio presents The Mockingbird Next Door, Life with Harper Lee, by Maria Mills. Read for you by Amy Lynn Stewart. Prologue. In the summer of 2005, I was having coffee at Burger King with Harper Lee. By that time, we were friends and next-door neighbors in her hometown of Monroeville, Alabama. We'd first met in 2001 when I was on assignment for the Chicago Tribune. I had developed a rapport with Nell, as her friends call her, and her sister Alice. Over time, the idea of my writing a book about the Lee sisters, with their guidance, had taken root in our conversations. With their blessing, I had rented the house next door. At the time of our Burger King visit, Nell was growing increasingly resentful and anxious about a coming unauthorized biography and two Truman Capote movies in the works. I think the combination of those events encouraged her to open up to me even more. I wasn't an unknown quantity, but someone she knew and trusted, sitting across the table from her. I wouldn't have been sitting there if I had included anything she had said was off the record in my newspaper article, or if I had pushed her to divulge things she felt were no one's business. Even the fact that I'd never asked her to autograph a copy of To Kill a Mockingbird for me factored in. I didn't feel I was entitled to more from her than she wanted to share. I wanted to hear as much as she was willing to share, of course, but I didn't push it. That patience seemed to ease Nell's mind.
"I know what you can call your book," she told me, leaning in and stabbing her finger in the air as she liked to do when making a point. "Having Their Say. I know they used it with the Delaney sisters, but titles aren't copyrightable."
Nell beamed. Having Our Say, The Delaney Sisters' First 100 Years, was a best-selling book about two African-American sisters, one sweet and one salty, looking back on their lives. In this scenario, Alice, her elder sister by 15 years, sharp and still practicing law in her 90s, was the sweet one. Nell was the saltier one. I smiled. I didn't take it as a mandate for the title, but rather as a measure of Nell's enthusiasm. I was delighted they were ready to have their say, in any measure, and to look back on their lives. It has been a privilege to get to know the sisters, their family, their friends, their hometown, and their passions. With the Lees as my teachers, I learned more about literature, family, history, faith, friendship, and fun than I did in any classroom. This book is my attempt to tell the story of my time with the Lees and to honor all that they shared with me. I could not have done it without the trust, support, and encouragement of Nell and Alice Lee and their closest friends. To the best of my ability, I have let them have their say. All humor and erudition should be credited to the Lees. Any errors are my own.
Chapter 1. Do you want to take a trip? You can say no. Tim Bannon, my editor at the Chicago Tribune, stood at my cubicle. He ran the daily feature section on the fifth floor of the Gothic Tribune Tower in downtown Chicago and was pleasantly low-key by newspaper standards. Tim knew I liked to travel for stories and that if the story took me to an unusual part of the country, so much the better. I had loved spending time at a monastery in rural Missouri for one story and at the Citadel, the military college in South Carolina, for another. Tim also knew I had been out sick a lot that year, 2001. In 1995, I had been diagnosed with lupus, an autoimmune condition that frequently left me fatigued. I wanted him to know I was still able to do my job. I purposely accepted before finding out more.
"Sure. Where to?"
"Monroeville, Alabama." Tim saw my quizzical look and smiled. "It's Harper Lee's hometown. We know she doesn't give interviews, but I think it's worth going there anyway." Enough said. A couple of weeks earlier, the Chicago Public Library had chosen the elusive author's To Kill a Mockingbird as the first selection in its One Book, One Chicago program. The idea was to get Chicagoans in every corner of the city.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?